There's a $10 billion industry which preys on poor people, is endorsed by celebrities, but most people haven't heard of. Mostly because it goes by so many names.
I like something called the debt backpack method.
I recommend National Debt Relief to anyone who wants to become debt-free.
It's called the Rapid Relief Method.
It's called the Debt Clear Method.
That's right. According to celebrities, there's an easy method to get your debt settled. The problem is, the banks don't want you to know about it.
Banks don't want you to know this, but there's a national debt relief program specifically designed to help Americans with $10,000 or more of credit card or personal loan debt.
I'll be honest, when I first saw this, I was curious what the big secret was. But the second or third time, I started to get suspicious.
Banks don't want you to know this, but there's a national debt relief program
specifically designed to help Americans with $10,000 or more of credit card or personal loan debt. They hate this program
because if you qualify, they can help you settle 40 to 60% of your debt
and put you on one simple payment plan for the rest.
Yeah, it's pretty strange, right? And as I investigated, what I found was there were thousands of ads like this with a bunch of variety micro-targeting different groups. Seniors, Christians, factory workers, anyone with over $10,000 in credit card debt, and a pulse. But worse, many of them were featuring total lies. Like, take, for example, this cluster of ads about debt elimination for veterans.
So the Veteran Administration is handing out debt elimination for all veterans, and no one's even talking about it.
Yeah, no one's talking about this headline because it doesn't exist. This is a fake Photoshopped headline from the Department of Defense. Here's the real one. And these people lied about it to push veterans into debt settlement, and they used the same lie for seniors on Social Security, too.
Practically handing out debt elimination for seniors, and no one's even talking about it.
Who are you talking to?
Okay, look, beyond the insanity of running ads with fake government headlines, what bothered me about this was the specific micro-targeting of vulnerable groups and optimizing it, like using dozens of AI-generated variations to optimize engagement. There's something so uniquely dystopian about that in a way that it just couldn't have existed 10 years ago. Like, take, for instance, this ad, which is someone talking about their personal experience getting out of debt.
Trust me, I know what it's like. I racked up 4 of my credit cards to more than $30,000. But here's how I got it canceled.
Yeah, except that's totally fake. There are dozens of these ad variations, which means they're somehow optimizing for click-through rate to see which of their fake stories works better. Like, is it the one with the girl, the guy, the black person, the white person? And what struck me is just for all this industrial-scale fakery and lying, there is an industry behind all of this, endorsed by celebrities. It's very real, it's very profitable, and it's often predatory, but basically no one knows how it works because most of it is run in the dark with these ads, and the videos that do explain debt settlement are usually trying to sell you on debt settlement. So I spoke to lawyers, whistleblowers, so the public can stop getting lied to about debt settlement. It is a fact that people are in crippling amounts of debt and want a way out. Unfortunately, that attracts con men and scammers. Now, I'm not here to tell you that all debt settlement is a scam, because at its most basic, debt settlement is simply a process where a debtor who owes money and the creditor, the person they owe money to, agree to settle a debt for a lower total amount. That is objectively not a scam, and it is sometimes the best move for both parties, usually because the debt is in default, the creditor is probably going to not get paid otherwise, and the debtor can't pay. So that, to be clear, is not what this video is about. Today, we're talking about the debt settlement industry, which sells people on the idea of not paying their bills as a shortcut to getting out of debt and takes a fat fee for it. And we're going to talk about how this industry often doesn't disclose the risks, and even worse, tricks people to get them in the program in the first place, which I heard about from someone who sold debt settlement for a living.
Debt settlement is typically for people going through some type of hardship, whether that's divorce, a medical issue, you lost your job, something catastrophic has happened in your life to the point where you cannot afford to pay on your credit cards anymore. But that's not what we pitch to. I would say from my experience, 70%+ of my clients were not in that situation. They were looking for a consolidation loan, a home repair loan, some type of loan, not debt settlement.
Why were people calling you for a loan, though?
Because that's what we advertise. The advertising goes through these third-party affiliates that post whatever they want. They just have to get someone on the phone, and we're responsible for closing that person.
So you guys advertise loans, but what you actually sell is stop paying your credit cards so we can make a cut of your debt.
Correct.
That sounds like a bait and switch.
That sounded like a bait and switch to me. Now you see my ethical dilemma.
That was Miller, by the way. He was a sales rep who came to me because he believed the companies he was working for were doing things that were unethical. And he wasn't the only one. Two other sales reps who wanted to stay anonymous told me the exact same thing.
Because they're using the bait and switch mechanic of pitching clients the entire thing, and you as the client are going to think that I'm going to get a loan. But then the salesperson is going to go ahead and twist words, basically telling you, oh, you don't qualify for a loan, but here's the repayment plan, it's good. And sometimes people would get confused because the sales agent would rush them into signing the contract thinking that he's going to get a loan, but he's not getting a loan. He's signing up for debt settlement.
Most of the people that get called also apply for loans, or they think they're applying for loans. And then when they get warm transferred to the sales division, when a lead is made, they are baited and switched onto a debt relief program.
This is truly the worst part of this industry and a secret most people don't know about, that oftentimes you are tricked into getting on a call thinking you're applying for a loan, but actually they're trying to sell you on debt settlement. In fact, I actually got a copy of a script at one point from one of these companies, and they have what's called a loan killer method, which is used when a client is frustrated and asks, I only want a loan or won't give up on the idea of a loan. The script tells them to say, it's going to be very difficult to get a good interest loan. My partner's broker ran your name through and it came back as declined all. And then says, let me tell you why I qualified you for this debt resolution option. Again, confirming what we saw, that it's literally scripted to resell people from loans onto debt settlement, which they didn't know they wanted in the first place.
The whole thing starts out with a lie many times. A lot of folks I've seen reach out to a debt consolidation company, or what they think is a debt consolidation company, where they're going to get a loan to pay their creditors. And this company pulls their credit and says, ah, you don't qualify. And then they give that credit report to a debt settlement company. There's already a relationship there. It may be the same company. And so a debt settlement company calls them up and says, hey, we know you got some problems with debts. So we can help you out. And people don't get, you know, the relationship there. We've caught on a few and figured it out. I think most of them start that way. They don't necessarily see the relationship. So they start out with a lie, you know, it goes forward from there. They promise, oh, we're going to fix your credit, which is the exact opposite of what they do. They destroy your credit. You're going to save a whole bunch of money. You're not going to save any money. You might save a little bit, maybe, if things go as planned. And worst case, which happens quite a bit, you're going to end up paying more than you would if you just paid your creditors. You know, and you're going to have to deal with a lawsuit probably, because somebody's going to sue you.
Yeah, he's right. That was Clifford, by the way. He's a lawyer I spoke to who helped me understand how common it is for people to get sued. I didn't realize it, but lawsuits are the biggest risk of these plans, because when you stop paying your creditors, they have no obligation to negotiate with you. I mean, yes, sometimes they do settle, but sometimes they sue. And I learned debt settlement lawsuits are not just possible. They're one of the most popular kinds of lawsuits. They are so common that in many states, it is the number one lawsuit that gets filed. According to Pew, debt collection takes up almost 50% of our entire civil case docket. And those numbers have only increased in recent years. So not only do debt settlement companies often start with a lie, many don't tell you the truth about the risks, the main one that you get sued. But even assuming everything goes according to plan, the fees these companies charge eat into most of your savings. See, the reason this industry has such aggressive advertising is that it's so profitable. And affiliates will say anything to get the sale. This is because the companies charge up to 25% of the debt they settle as a fee, which leaves few, if any, savings on the table for you. And to understand how this works, we'll do some quick math. Let's say you have $10,000 in credit card debt and you default to enroll in a debt settlement plan, thinking you're going to save tons of money. How this works is you stop paying your creditors, start paying the debt settlement company via a special trust account. We'll assume for this example that you don't get sued and the settlement company charges a 25% fee. Assuming your creditor settles for 50%, you'd initially think you're getting out of debt for $7,500, saving 25%. $5,000 to your creditor, $2,500 to the negotiator. But not so fast, because you've defaulted on your debt, which means your credit card balance was growing the whole time with penalty interest and late fees. Again, we'll be charitable and assume your balance freezes after a 6-month charge-off. You're actually going to be paying more like a $12,000 debt, meaning you're actually paying $6,000 to your creditor and $2,500 to the settlement company, or $8,500 total. Except we also have to add in taxes on the forgiven debt, which the IRS classifies as income. At a tax rate of 22%, that's another $1,300 you might owe. So you've completed your debt settlement program with a payment of $9,800, where your original debt was $10,000. You saved 2% with a 50% settlement. Now, of course, yes, there's a lot of nuance here, and we use nice round numbers. But the point is this. Even when you get a great settlement and things go perfectly, you probably didn't save as much as you think. And this is the core problem with debt settlement. People are sold on an unrealistic view of the upsides and don't understand the downsides, which is why most people don't finish these programs. So look, if these companies don't disclose all the facts, if they do charge high fees, why do you need them at all? Well, these companies would argue they have special relationships with creditors that let them get better deals.
And the reason is you can't just call up the credit card company and be like, hey guys, I want to negotiate my debt. Doesn't work like that. Because you have to know who to speak to that has the ability to negotiate with you on behalf of the bank.
The problem is most folks don't have the relationships with the people at these banks to get the best savings.
That's right. The debt settlement companies basically say, look, we do this all the time. We have great relationships, and that's why we're going to get you a great deal. But not everyone agrees with that. Here's Dan, another lawyer.
My main problem with it is they kind of overhype and oversell or outright misrepresent that they somehow have some special relationship with the creditors. These companies will never tell a consumer that. They will never say that the deal that they're likely to get for the consumer is probably the same exact deal that the consumer could get on their own.
Why can't people do it themselves? I mean, these companies kind of represent that they have special relationships with these creditors, etc. Is that true? Can people just do this themselves?
100% do it themselves.
Wow. So after all those ads, all the supposed secrets the banks don't want you to know, it turns out you could always just do all of this by yourself. But of course, you're still taking on a bunch of risk of maybe being sued and late fees, which is why at the end of the day, this is an extreme option that should not be taken lightly. And look, I was going to end it there because I'm not the type to recommend anything to a broad audience. But given that I know so many people are deep in debt these days, and I had spoken to some experts, I wanted to give them the floor to say what they see people do when they're deep in debt that isn't as predatory.
I always recommend, even I don't do a lot of bankruptcies anymore, but I always recommend somebody talk to a bankruptcy attorney at least to see what that looks like if they're having a problem with their debts.
If you're in $40,000 worth of debt and you're on Social Security and that's your only income, anything I can do for you is going to be a band-aid as well, and it's probably not the best path. Why don't you speak to my colleague who is a bankruptcy lawyer?
So one is nonprofit credit counseling, which is different than these debt management companies. It's going to be somebody who actually counsels you about your income, your expenses. They come up with a plan with you about how much you're going to have to pay, and they are able to work much more effectively than a for-profit debt management company to work out a plan if, let's say, it was a temporary hiccup with your income. Everybody else should have a conversation with a bankruptcy attorney, because bankruptcy is the best way for somebody who doesn't have a way to pay off their debt to be free of the debt and to rebuild their credit.
Well, there you go. Now, to be clear, none of that is personalized advice. You need to talk to somebody if you actually are deep in debt. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. But the biggest thing I hope you take away from this video is that people selling you on quick fixes or secrets the banks don't want you to know, they might have a few things to hide themselves.
Psst. Coffee.
Maxwell, what are you doing? Come on. So we're doing the Patreon.
I gotta show you something. Look, I'm telling you, this is gonna change the game. Remember when you said that thing about the veterans?
Yeah, it's a scam.
You were wrong. You were 100% wrong. No, watch this.
Watch what? We're watching the patrons. We gotta respect
Texans,
the patrons.
I think there's been some confusion. This debt relief program is 100% legit.
See, I told you. I knew
that's
it was legit.
That's obviously an AI. What are you doing? I mean, it's obviously an AI. You're gonna make me raise my voice. I mean,
my mom was AI.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? It's obviously fake. It's fake. What do you mean?
Oh my God! Says the guy using two anonymous sources. I was protecting these guys.
That's called protecting your source. I mean, you would know because you're not a journalist.
Okay, well, I got more sources, so who's right?
Sources. Exactly. They say all the same thing. I mean, what are you talking about? What did they say? All the same thing?
All right, you want me to show you? I'm just going to show you. Okay, because the proof is in the pudding.
No,
coffee.
Don't bother. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's not a bother. I got them right here.
If I didn't have to look at the screen right now, you'd be in big trouble.
Don't look at the screen. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes when you say that. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Are you gonna play him? I mean, what are we waiting for? You queuing this up? You're taking.
There's a lot of videos to go through.
AI ads.
Okay.
You're generating them right now?
Investigating, resourcing, something you probably wouldn't know about.
Play the clips. Play the clips. Come on. We're all dying here. The patrons are being disrespected as we speak.
Oh, respect? You're going to talk to me about respect. I have respect for the truth, okay? And you should be grateful that no one's even watching this far, because if people saw this stuff that you were pulling, the facts that you're ignoring...
Are you done? I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're sabotaging. You weren't in the show.
I got
you're
it.
Jealous. Yeah, now you're sabotaging.
Most people saying it's too good to be true either didn't qualify because they didn't have enough in qualifying debt,
or they clicked on one of the many wrong websites circulating out there.
I'll leave the correct website down below so there's no confusion.
It's only going to ask your age,
debt amount,
and a few other simple questions.
If you have over $20,000 in unsecured debt, that is credit cards, personal loans, and non-VA medical bills, you may qualify.
Just please be sure to use the link below. It takes 2 minutes to fill out, and it's completely free to qualify.
You're going to tell me that's AI? Look how many wrinkles are
in his
forehead.
You're making a mockery of journalism right now. You know what?
That can't be AI.
I'm done. I've had enough of you.
I got the facts. I got the sources. You're mad. It's fine. Let the audience decide.